in the over the last few board meetings, we had asked the county to kind of give some support to your team, and could you explain, you know, what's, I know you're going to do a report for that, maybe give a brief overview of what that has entailed so far. And then, and in terms of, you know, hearing, you know, the focus on classrooms and, you know, it should be on classrooms. And I know VB, there was a lot of good work done in VB, and my son, or my daughter goes to, and my son, who go to schools on this west side, you know, are in some of the classrooms that, you know, have got remodeled during VB, and that's been 10 years ago. I know they've been maintained, because when I walk in those classrooms, they've been maintained, air conditioning works, it's still, the things are still in order, and, you know, it's not bright and shiny, but it's safe, it's clean, it's air conditioned, it's conducive for the kids to learn. And on the same note, you know, I spend time in the gyms and gone to meetings with the parents, and they've all our board members can attest, they let us have it in terms of, you know, some of the conditions of the, actually the rooms that we had the meeting in that were, you know, 90-some degrees, and these parents are very upset, and I certainly understand why. And that's in a gym or a building that has no air conditioning. While it, you know, there could be learning in a gym, and to me, I see that the other side of, you know, those being just as important. It's a place where the community is going to be able to gather, that being the parents, the teachers, the kids. You know, and it's important for them to be in a safe building, of, you know, that a large group can be, and that's kind of what we need at all our schools is that sort of environment. So I see both sides of that. I just want to spread on that, weigh in on which one I like more, because we only have so much money. But I think that's very important. But if you could just kind of go over, you know, what we're doing and with the county.
Sure. So there's a couple of points there. Just today I received an email from the county person who's heading up this study. We'll be having a meeting tomorrow in terms of updating on the maintenance side of the study. So the facility side consisted of interviews, document reviews, and reviewing just overall processes, because again, this is a process improvement effort. So they've interviewed project managers, they've interviewed leadership in planning construction, they've interviewed me, and we will be having a number of meetings as well to go over kind of our current practices, policies. So they've received some of our handbooks, some of our kind of guides that we have. And they will be suggesting practices and ways to really, what we want to have is have this be an effort so that we can revise our practice and have it be a living, a breathing report. Not something that we've all experienced, the report that goes on the shelf and doesn't really guide the work. That's not what we're interested in. What we're interested is in developing and really updating our practices to make sure that best practices absolutely can ensure we're getting the best value for our dollars. The second part is around kind of just overall BB classroom. And one of the things that we did is, again, we have a memo that we drafted for that guy to kind of preview it a little bit. But in essence, we wanted to make sure that we move forward from a place of knowing and having information rather than from a place of believing or having a gut feeling. We wanted to make sure we had the information. So Mr. Brown went out and collected information at sites, and we can share that in the next portion of the agenda.
Thank you.
Mr. Solis.
A couple of things. I just want to mention, I've been very pleased with the way staff has gone out and the information. So I know that's something different that has been happening compared to other times when the plan was taking shape. And also, I want to piggyback on what Mr. Munoz said about piggybacking on if we could put out an RFP out. Or if Supervisor Granger needed the same thing, put out an RFP proposal in a staggered time so they could get more money for more bang for our buck. I think that would be great. That would be great.
I one of the problems that I had with the Jacob study was the fact that when we had those site meetings, that the walkthroughs with the consultants, in terms of what the classroom of the future needed, were not. It didn't happen the way that the consultant reported to us at our last meeting. It was obvious that the principals were saying, well, who did you meet with and who did you walk with? Because it wasn't me. And then the consultant has backpedaled based on those comments. So in dealing with the Prop O thing, projects that come in, we're noticing that there's outdated equipment that at the time seems to be state-of-the-art, whiteboard, smartboard, and now they are no longer state-of-the-art. In fact, they've been replaced by other kinds of technology. So I guess the question is, Dr. Gary, what are we doing to kind of get a pulse of what the classroom of the future, what the needs of that classroom of the future are going to be? Because I can tell you, I don't know. You know, and technology and delivery methods of curriculum change so rapidly now in this age. What are we doing to kind of ensure that what a priority is today will still be viable 10 years from now, in the year 2025? There was a song about that, in the year 2025. I won't go into that. Oh, it was
2025, 2010. So if I may, we've actually been working with the IT. I was kind of looking over at Mr. Danico, where we will be working with our architect, or the district architect, in order to get the conversation started around the, I'll make it sound a little bit jazzy, the classroom of the 21st century. In essence, it's looking at what are the technologies, what are the educational specifications